This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, Dr. Scott Doig is an assistant professor of physical education and kinesiology, helping Dr. Doig with research where students Kara Taylor and Reagan Raper. The research looked at how to get preschool children more active and how to develop behaviors to prevent health complications later in life. Here's the interview.
We are running a physical education intervention for a preschool population on A-State's campus. We started looking into this because of a lot of the concerning statistics that are out there. Arkansas is top 10 in the nation for adult inactivity, as well as adult and child obesity and overweight status. We're also number one in the nation for adverse childhood experiences, which can also lead to toxic stress and things like that that can really impact a person's health status later on in life. As a matter of fact, they usually have a 20-year gap in where they actually pass away at a younger age. So, you know, average being around 70, people with high ACE counts can die at age 50. So since Arkansas is number one in the nation for that, we decided, well, can we do something to fix that? And we know that exercise is one way to deal with stress. And so we're looking at, well, can we figure out how to be able to develop behaviors in preschool children that can be used for later in life to be able to become more resilient to these types of effects?
Right. And so how are you able to get everyone kind of involved in this research project?
So one of the things that my colleagues and I, Dr. Eric Scudamore and Dr. Veronica Scudamore, we had thought that we really wanted to develop a research group that could be look into these types of topics, as well as topics that the students might be more interested in around this type of area. So we developed a group called the Kinesiology Research Group, and we've developed a lot of facilitated a lot of student involvement in the research, as well as gave students the opportunity to be able to participate in research that they really hadn't really considered doing before. So for example, Reagan and another student, Naoko, have had the opportunity to be able to participate in this. I'm sure they never really thought about participating in research before this.
Right. Now, besides this particular project, are there other research projects that you all are involved in right now?
There are. There's research having to do with weight vest training, research having to do with foam rolling and things like that that have been a part of this type of a research project. And so it really gives us an opportunity to look at a wide range of things. One study that that a student participating in the PLACES study has looked at was parent perceptions of their own physical capabilities or their student capabilities. Would they have an impact on whether or not the student was more fundamentally sound in their motor skills? And so there was some interesting findings having to do with that.
Right. So kind of tell us a little bit about what your role has been in the research, if you don't mind, please.
My role is we collect data using two different forms. We use the TGMD, which is a test for gross motor development, and the PMSC, which is the pictorial scale of how the students see themselves participating. And based on the results we got in the pretest, I have developed a curriculum, helped develop the curriculum around the students to see how we can improve them along the way.
Right. And Reagan, what have you been doing, please?
Most of my role is assistant Kara with doing the curriculum and teaching the class and pretty much anything else she needs done.
Well, way of teaching the class, and how has that been working, by way of what they actually do in the classroom?
So we start off with a test to see how the students are, a pretest in their capabilities to be able to move and function for locomotor skills and manipulative skills. And then based on that, we go and teach the skills to get them to be more sound and more capable of being able to use them in a wide range of environments. Kara leading the class and coming up with some different types of fun experiences set around themes like dinosaurs and space and things like that that really get the kids to be able to imagine themselves as a character or something like that in that environment. It helps with them being more motivated to participate physically. And then Reagan and Naoko also go about helping the students go and navigate that environment as well.
Right. So tell us about what are some of the activities that you're doing, Kara, when you're working with the students?
We have done multiple types of activities. The themes help, like Dr. Doy said, help with the experience. When we kick with the dinosaurs, we pretended that they were dinosaur eggs. And in the beginning, we had to hatch from dinosaur eggs, and then they had to help kick the balls into the dinosaur eggs, like their nest. And then we've done various things. We did a Scooby-Doo theme, and the kids focused on their locomotor skills, having helped Scooby get the Scooby snacks back from the ghost because he was hungry. And they had to go back and forth across the room, participating in the various skills that were needed at the moment.
And Reagan, how has it been, you know, kind of seeing that interactive part between what you all are doing and how the students are reacting to that?
It is definitely all a learning experience. So getting to see how they're reacting to the different themes and stuff like that, and whether you're just telling them to run, but if you tell them, hey, will you go get the Scooby snack and help Scooby, they seem to be more apt to like it and do it.
Right. And with this, what has been some of the, how has the research been going so far in this particular project that you've been working on with Reagan and also with Kara?
Well, the research has been going quite effectively. We've had a great time being able to just kind of adjust how we go about doing things. This is a pilot study now, but we hope to keep it going longitudinally because we know from past research in preschool environments that the positive effects that occur in any sort of intervention at this age group tends to subside about middle school age years. And then afterwards, if you were to look at it past that time, as an adult, the people that were participating in those positive interventions really have a great change in how they go out in trajectory-wise to be having more success in work as well as more success in life. And so what we hope to see longitudinally is that these health impacts that we're able to have on these preschool kids will be able to have a great impact on them as adults. So starting off, we have about 105 participants. And from there, we hope to see these 105 continue on, but we will also be collecting, hopefully in the future, more preschool data and continuing with a larger sample.
Yeah, and in this, what is the, how are you able to, I mean, what data are you collecting and how are you able to kind of analyze that data?
So we're collecting information on the students' fundamental motor skills, their perceived fundamental motor skills. So do the kids feel that they're good at these skills? We're collecting information from the parents as to whether or not the parents feel like they are capable, whether the parents feel like the children are capable of doing well in the skills. We're also collecting academic achievement data. So we're looking to see whether or not participation in this intervention can impact their school readiness. And so there's a lot of research out there saying that exercise and physical activity can really impact grades and academic success. And so I'm hoping that this will be able to help the students be more ready for school as they start. We're also going to be collecting a lot of demographic data, so we're looking to see what kind of ACEs factors, adverse childhood experiences, these kids have and counting them and seeing whether or not we can have an impact on their health outcomes because of that.
Right. How has it been, Dr. Doig, working with Kara and with Reagan in this particular research project? How have they helped you in this?
Well, they've really helped in delivering the intervention, so delivering the PE to the kids. They've been able to collect a lot of the data and do a lot of the necessary day-to-day work that really helps this study function. And I've seen some great impact on them and how they deliver these interventions because that ultimately is what they hope to do in the future is be PE teachers and be able to deliver PE. And so this experience, I think, has really been beneficial for a lot of factors for them helping me as well as hopefully this experience helping them as well.
Right. And Kara, how has it been working with Dr. Doig on this?
Dr. Doig has been great. He's been a great mentor in helping me develop my teaching skills. This is actually my first real teaching job. So he has helped develop like how I intervene with the kids and how I go about delivering the different study, the different themes and how we incorporate them into what we're actually, the goal is for the day.
Right. And so with this being your first time, how have things been going in that regard, and what have you been learning so far?
I have learned so much, especially with preschool. Never thought I'd be working with this grade, the age. They are very outgoing, most of them. You have the outgoing, and then you have the shy. So learning how to get the shy ones to come out and interact with the really outgoing ones has been one of the major learning experiences I've had so far.
Right. Reagan, how's it been working with Dr. Dwayne on this?
I agree with Kara. It's been really great working with him. I've already had him as a teacher, so he's taught me as a professor and also being a mentor through this study.
Right. And Crated State, is this y'all's first Crated State?
It's my second.
Your second, okay. And your first. Okay, so tell us about how did you learn about Crated State, and Kara, how did you what did you feel about last year when you went through Crated State the first time?
I was very nervous. I had to do an oral presentation. It was for a class just to get some, like, the building blocks on how to present research. And I was very nervous. I'm a little bit more prepared this year and doing a poster where I can actually show more pictures and talk one-on-one with people is helpful to me.
Yeah. And how is it helpful? How do you think it's helped you as you kind of get ready to, you know, to go out in, you know, into your next stage after college?
It helps with the one-on-one work, because being a teacher, you have to work with parents, and they have lots of questions, and you have to provide answers and tell them where you're at with their children. So it helps to know exactly what you're talking about with what you're delivering to the students.
Right. And what is your thoughts, Reagan, on this being your first Crated State?
I was definitely nervous when I was first told about it, but Dr. Doig and Dr. Scudamore said it would be a great opportunity to get our research out there and show people what we've been doing. And so we put this poster together to hope to get that out there.
Now, Dr. Doig, is this your first Crated State, or have you been here for a couple of them?
So I've been at A-State for 2 years, but this is the first time I've had students participating in this. So it's been a great experience to be able to help facilitate their experience here. It's delivering information that they've been able to find themselves. It's been a great experience. I've done this at other institutions, but this is a great experience here at A-State, and I think that being able to see how it's delivered here is it's really great.
Yeah. How does this help students in being able to be able to not only present but also, you know, as they go further? How do you think this is a help?
Well, I think one of the most important things that students can get out of this is learning how to deliver information that they know to the public, because any teacher that is going to be out in the field is going to have to find ways to be able to show the importance of their occupation, the importance of their subject matter. And so for physical educators especially, being able to talk about why their subject is important is a great skill. And to learn how to be able to talk about that in a positive way and share the important statistics involved in this is really important.
Very good. We appreciate you so much. Before I let you run, would you encourage other students, Kara, to be able to get involved in Crated State, if you don't mind?
I would encourage them, if they're working on some research, it's a great way to get it out there. And it does help build your networking skills and also your presenting skills.
Yeah. Reagan?
Yes, the same thing there. I was definitely one who was, I'm kind of a shy person, so, but doing this has really helped me get out there with networking, and it is also a great way to get your research out there and your findings out.
Dr. Scott Doig is an assistant professor of physical education and kinesiology at Arkansas State University. Kara Taylor and Reagan Raper are students at Arkansas State that assisted with the research. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Crated State podcast at the Crated State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And please tell others about the Crated State podcast and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU.